I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. As we close in on the end of the year, time to take stock once again of some of the great music that came out in 2008. So we asked The World's Marco Werman to go back over this year's global hits and replay the best from the bunch.
Of the 9 recordings you're about to hear, 3 are from Nigeria and 3 are from the U.S. What does that mean? Not much. No more than the fact that 4 of these 9 artists are women. These tracks simply represent some of the most popular music we featured on The World this past year. Spanish singer Buica got a Latin Grammy nomination for Best Album this year. The CD is called Niña de Fuego, Girl of Fire. Her voice certainly makes you feel there's truth in that title. ...33-year-old Buica there. Her latest CD sold over 300,000 copies in Spain. Another collection of uniquely woven pop songs comes from Yael Naim. She got a boost here when her song New Soul started playing in iPod commercials. Naim's French-Israeli. She sings in Hebrew, French, and English. But what's really beguiling was her ability to breathe life into a Britney Spears song.
With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. Taste of your poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic?
That's Yael Naim's understated but searing cover of Britney Spears' Toxic. And while we're on the subject of searing, Sheyun Kuti, the youngest of Fela Kuti's musical sons, stepped out this past year with a debut recording. On the track Many Things, Sheyun and Fela's old band The Egypt 80 take on Nigeria's patronage politics.
When I see the yoga of police in prison for stealing, when I hear education minister in scandal for stealing, when I see our senators throw shiapulagbada, when I see our senators throwing share just to share money, we go share the billions where they're supposed to take fit the people.
Sheyun Kuti enumerates Nigerian government misdeeds around a relentless Afrobeat groove. Afrobeat isn't the only style Nigeria has to offer, though, with a serious groove. And fortunately, the wise folks at Soundway Records in London felt a 2-CD set was in order to let those other sounds strut their stuff. The collection is called Nigeria Special, Modern Highlife, Afro Sounds, and Nigerian Blues, 1970-76. This is the Sahara All-Stars of Joss from 1974. Remain in a Nigerian way, but from a U.S. perspective, Ann Arbor, Michigan, to be precise. The band Nomo took Afrobeat deep into the garage on their new CD. Here's a title track from Nomo's 2008 release, Ghost Rock. Nomo's not the only noteworthy American band inspired by African pop music this year. Vampire Weekend put out its first CD. It's New York punk pop and Congolese soukous guitar jam in one.
Know your boyfriend, a lack of a guy.
Also staying in our fair country, we didn't actually feature singer-songwriter and cellist Ben Soley on the show. But his music was heard in our story about banjoist Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet. Ben Soley is a fourth of the quartet, and he revealed more of his talent on his solo CD, Learning to Bend. Here's his infectious reggae cover of Sam Cooke's classic, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Well, it's dark in the city, I've lost my pride. The lights in the streets hide the stars from my eyes. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And it's too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
Now this is where I get to say, let's slow it down a little. Natasha Atlas is a singer of Middle Eastern and British ancestry. Over the years, her repertoire has seesawed between trance, dance, and traditional Arabic maqam. On her 2008 CD, Anahina, Natasha Atlas goes into the quirky and seductive songbook of the Arab world from the 1950s and 60s with great results. I'll leave you with one more song. People say there's no good protest music anymore. Well, this proves them wrong.
There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running.
This is a young newcomer from Nigeria named Asha. Her first CD sold big in France. It hasn't come out yet in the United States. And this is the first time you're hearing it on this show, but it makes the cut for 2008. Here is Asha's tune, Fire on the Mountain.
I wake up in the morning.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Tell you what I see on my TV screen. I see the blood of an innocent child, and everybody's watching.
You can find a complete list of Marco Werman's top global hits of 2008 at theworld.org, as well as links to sources for the music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.